Everything is already completed in Christ. There's no need to do these works as a proof that you're really saved. That's the Reformed doctrine way of thinking. Because in the Reformed doctrine, the Calvinistic doctrine, you're not saved unless you have fruits. Therefore, the fruits are required to prove that you're saved. And this is where people get into this paranoia. So what does the scripture say? Not of works, lest any man should boast. So what's the focus of the good works? That Christ may go through me, that I may be more like him and less like me. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to BibleLine. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and today we are answering another listener-submitted email. Don't forget, you can send us your emails as well. Email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Once again, that's questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Make sure that you like, comment, and share this video. That helps get it out to new people. Hit the subscribe button and the notification bell. Make sure you set it to all. I've been saying this for a long time about setting that notification bell to all, but I really want to encourage you to do it today. If you haven't done it, maybe you've been subscribed for a while, because we've got something very exciting coming up in 2025. And as soon as we post, make it live. I want to make sure that you are not left behind hearing it from someone else. So make sure you hit the notification bell. All right, let's jump right in to today's question. Coleman writes, "Hi, Pastor Jesse. Just bought some of your gospel tracts and look forward to handing these out. Best presentation of the gospel I've heard. I had a question around Matthew 7, 21 through 23. I know that the will of the Father is to believe on the Son, and that these passages point out that those who trust in their works for salvation are told to depart from Christ. We also know about bearing fruit, and that God has ordained good works that we should walk in them, Ephesians 2:10. I've trusted in Christ alone for salvation for about a year now, and I've noticed as I've grown as a Christian that I've changed. I act different. I preach the gospel. My friends and family have also mentioned that I've changed for the better." Now, we're going to stop there for a second, because now he's going to get into his question, but kind of to talk about that primer. I think that change is good, and I think that change is natural. Now, what you might have thought you heard me say was the change is required to prove salvation. That's not what I said. What I said is, I think that change is natural. What do I mean by that? A person who yields to the indwelling Holy Spirit is reading the word, rightly dividing it, and applying what they are discerning from it will naturally grow. You can't straddle the line between flesh and spirit. You're going to walk in your flesh, or you're going to walk in the spirit. And the more you choose to walk in the spirit, even for a gentleman here who's been saved for about a year, he's seeing the fruit of that. That's how the Christian life is supposed to work. So that's a good thing. But he had some questions around Matthew 7, 21, 23. So here's where he gets into it. "But whenever I do a good work out of a desire to be obedient, I get paranoid that I am in fact doing that work to prove myself that I'm a true believer. And I fear that I run the risk of looking at the good things that I do out of a desire to please Christ as evidence that I'm really saved, as opposed to solely looking at the cross for evidence that I'm really saved. How do I continue to do good works without this paranoid feeling that I'm just doing these good works to prove that I'm saved and not solely out of love for Christ?" All right, that's a good question. So when I started to read this email, you can see here, long email, but as soon as we got to that point about I get paranoid, I imagined it like this individual has their Christian growth is centered, it's secured, it's contained. But there's times, because our flesh is incredibly strong and is trying to discourage us, there are times where things kind of leak out of that contained control. And in his situation, it looks like it just completely unravels very quickly. Going from, "But whenever I do a good work out of a desire to be obedient, I get paranoid that I'm in fact doing that work to prove myself true believer. I'm running the risk that I'm actually trusting in my works and that I'm not saved." That's, to me, somebody who, this is not a critique against you, Coleman, it's just an analysis. I think that's somebody who lets something get way far out of control. It's just an undisciplined pattern of thinking. None of those things are proven in Scripture. We're justified. We have peace with God. We're in a right standing with Him. We're waiting for the adoption. We have the inheritance. All of these things are guaranteed in Scripture. And you can look at most of our videos. We talk about these same topics because they're very important. But to answer your question about how do you make sure that that's not happening, you look at what the scripture says about you. Everything is already completed in Christ. There's no need to do these works as a proof that you're really saved. That's the Reformed doctrine way of thinking. Because in the Reformed doctrine, the Calvinistic doctrine, you're not saved unless you have fruits. Therefore, the fruits are required to prove that you're saved. And this is where people get into this paranoia. So what does the scripture say? Not of works, lest any man should boast. So what's the focus of the good works? That Christ may go through me, that I may be more like him and less like me. In 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter's writing to pastors, to Christian leaders. He makes this statement. Verse 1, "The elders which are among you I exhort, whom am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not by filthy lucre, but of a ready mind." I would encourage you, Coleman, to continue readying your mind with the truth of your position in Christ. Your condition will change. If you go to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16 says this, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law." What does this mean? This means that this battle that you're going through, especially your first year, it's not going to last forever there, but there will always be internal conflicts and battles as we grow in Christ. The problem or the progress is when you're able to identify what is a fleshly thought and say, nope, I'm getting that under control. This is what the Bible says about that thought, and I'm moving on. I'm not dwelling on it. You seem to be dwelling on it, getting to the point where now you're doubting if you've deceived yourself into thinking when you trusted Christ as your Savior, you were really doing it so that you could do good works, which I don't think is proven there in the scripture. So he goes on here, "Either my own paranoia or Satan keeps telling me you haven't really believed. You're just doing this good work to prove that you're saved, or you're just like the people in Matthew 7, 21 through 23. I don't think you're like the people in Matthew 7, 21 through 23, because none of them believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. They put him in the position of Lord, but they did not do the will of the Father. You have done that by putting your faith in Christ. So you can never be put in that category of the Matthew 7, 21 through 23 people. "I know that my works are as filthy rags to God, and that it is my faith alone in Christ alone that justifies me, pleases God, but I struggle with this paranoia feeling that I'm still looking at some of my works for reassurance. How can I appreciate and acknowledge the growth and change the Holy Spirit has caused in my life without somehow looking at those things as evidence that I'm saved?" You got to separate the two, as the scripture does, salvation and service. And I would encourage you to, you want to appreciate and acknowledge the growth in your life? Thank God that he sent his son. There's the appreciation. I mean, when I see people come to faith in Christ as a result of a message that I preached or an event that the church put on and all of that, every time that somebody raises their hand in church, trusts Christ as Savior, I'm just so thankful that God sent his son so that person could understand and get saved. It's really less about me. I see myself, as Dr. Arnold said when we were in college, I'm just a cheap radio set broadcasting a multi-million-dollar production. I am a way to show the glory of God to others. So that's how I feel appreciation, and I acknowledge the goodness of God. I would encourage you to stop looking inward and just start looking outward. I think that'll be beneficial for you. "How can I be sure that I'm not trusting in any of my works and solely trusting in the finished work of Christ?" I think we've answered that question for you. If you have similar questions, send it to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Don't forget, we had a video last week. Go check that out before the end of the day if you haven't already. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Thank you. I'm praying for you, and may God richly bless you. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.